So I guess the answer is it could be the resource net. It definitely will not be the travel net. It could be the staging net, or it could be during the incident action plan briefing.
Doesn't resource net go before travel net?
Yeah, resource goes before travel, but travel strictly keeps track of you moving from point A to B. And travel doesn't deal with assignments.
But why would resource do that? Because that's ahead of everybody. It's, oh, you're a resource. Okay.
You could be coterminous too. You could be assigning people resource net while they're traveling to have the travel check the travel net. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm not following your thought, Al. What are you saying?
Right off the bat, we check into a resource net. Why is resource net issuing P codes at that time?
Only because we see evidence on the form of the possibility of documenting it. I personally think that we would not do it that way.
Okay.
But a good point, if we have a limited number of people, we do know that certain people prefer field assignments, like Jay, versus EOC.
Like me.
Yeah. Like Al, then perhaps we would make the assignments right up front.
Okay.
And the other thing is, we would, if it's a real emergency, we don't have manpower to do a staging net. Mm-hmm. We've got to cut to the chase. Like in the hospital group, okay, I'll give you this example. In the hospital group, the number one goal when you were deployed to a hospital is get from your car into the hospital and get up on the air as fast as you can. That was the goal. In like manner, I think our goal in a disaster is get from home to the EOC and get on the air as fast as you can. Or get from home to your assignment and get on the air as fast as you can. I think we can learn from the hospital group in that regard. Okay.
I got a problem with the next two bullet items.
Okay.
This is, what cell level are we at here?
We are now mobilizing.
At a cell 4?
We're at a cell. We are now at cell. Yeah, 4.
Well, cell 4 gives you info.
Yeah. Okay, but conduct. I agree with you, Al. I made notes here that it says conduct pre-check of your go kit or bag. Well, according to the documentation, we're supposed to do that at a cell 3.
I don't agree with that either.
In standby.
I agree. I think it should be done at cell 0.
Well,
for example, my stuff is ready to go right now, mm-hmm. and we're at cell 0.
Mm-hmm.
I will not have time to do any of that go kit thing. Oh, I got to go buy a gaffer's tape or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I won't have time for that if I'm missing an X.
Yeah. Good point.
I need to do that at cell 0 and have it ready, like your stuff is ready.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. I think that you're absolutely right, Al. We need to be ready to go right now. Okay. So the truth is, we need to do that. But at the latest, you do your check of a go kit.
Throw it in the car.
As you're in standby, because standby could be you're sitting at home waiting to get your mobilization code.
Yeah.
Could be. But now this conduct a pre-check of your go kit. Where do we find that form in our manual?
5-30.
Yeah, right on. Okay, review go kit bag checklist, complete required documentation, and pre-departure activities. Is there something missing from that slide? If we're talking about go kits, what else should they be talking about?
VIS, vehicle safety.
Vehicle safety, right. And
that one belongs in there.
Yeah, that I say there's a missing bullet on that slide. You're right. I also think that at the latest you do the VSI at a cell two.
At the latest.
At the latest.
You should probably be doing cell one.
Well, yeah.
But like Al said, the go kit should be at cell zero. You should have the go kit ready.
Yeah.
Maybe at cell one you physically put it in your car.
Yeah. And you check your car to be sure you're okay. But you can't always be ready with the car as far as like gas in the car and all that. But I think when you hear that another agency within Orange County has activated, you better have completed the VSI for the reason that Al states, that we won't have time to do it. And frankly, if we do that, then you know our concern about all this paperwork, some of it goes away. Because we can cut to the chase and we think about the checklist, the activation mobilization checklist, and we think about the 214, and we think about our steno pad. By the way, Jay, how in the world did you get all the information on your 214?
Off my steno pad.
Okay, so what you were doing is as the drill evolved, you were constantly writing on your steno pad?
I wrote every time I went to an envelope location in the field. I wrote down what message number I was sending.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down every time I got reassigned. I wrote down everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you still have your steno?
I threw away that piece of paper.
Oh, fooey.
Or did I? No, I still have it.
Okay. If you have it, can you scan it and send it to me?
I don't have a scanner.
Okay, can you make a copy of it and send it to me one way or another?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason is, again, we put out on the website your 214 because it was so well done. I would like to include your scribbled notes in the steno pad.
There's a lot of abbreviations probably I will understand.
Yeah.
That's
fair. That's fair. But I think that would help summarize this whole process.
I think I still have it.
Yeah. If you do, that'd be great. Okay. That's it for slide 59. We go to slide, okay, and then it says one of the pre-departure activities also is to check into the travel net. That's only if you are making the transition from SAL 3 standby to SAL 4 stage. Okay, where you've been given permission to move from the resource net to the travel net. Okay. Now we move, and then since we're talking about travel net, we look at slide 61. This is the old format of the travel net log. I would say strike that or put a line through that slide in your notes, because in fact slide 62 is the format that we have in our manual and is found in section 4-9 of the Mishmiho Racy's manual. And the main difference there is that we're dealing with begin time, arrive time, depart time, and end time. And we talked about this before, but it's really important when we're on the air, for the sake of the travel net operator, that you say, this is my begin time, not start. This is my begin time, or this is my arrive time and mileage. It will really help the operator, the travel net operator, to jot down a whole lot of stuff.
You might want to check your emails that you sent out consulting forces and the tribal nets, I think, I might be wrong, but I think they say starting mileage instead of beginning mileage.
It might be, yeah. You know, I remember that came up in one of the other classes, but I went out to see what was on the website. And lo and behold, it is in fact this version of the begin. I think you're right. The emails that go out, we've got to change the verbiage. I'll make a note. Okay, good, thanks. Okay, so 62. Okay, for the sake of the tape, we're now looking at slide 63. And again, this is pre-assignment, not pre-departure, but pre-assignment activities. And it says, check out of the travel net and in with the staging. Yeah, I think that's true. I originally thought this slide dealt with pre-departure, in which case I'd take offense at that. But if it's pre-assignment, getting an assignment, then that's true, which would be another way of saying that pre-assignment is pre-deployment. And I think maybe what you ought to do when you're looking at the slides, whether you're listening on tape or here in a class, is where it says in a title, pre-assignment is really pre-deployment. That'll clarify it for you. Okay, on slide 64, it's hard to read. But this is basically, it's basically talking about, if you haven't already done it, be sure you know how to do VFTOM. Now, everybody in the class here proved that they very much know how to do that during the May 4th, 2013 drill. And then at the very bottom, under implementation, it reminds us what our three priorities are, which are?
Safety, monitor, and confirm.
Safety, monitor, and confirm.
Hey, Bob?
Yo.
On bottom of 64, on the picture of that form, it has a typo. Within the two lines, and to the right of the black area, it says page 102. It shows a file reference of ZR2-07AA-M, and right below that, it's showing it is 02-07ABM. And the AB is the correct number, which matches the reference on page 63.
Okay. Yeah, on my copy here, the print's too small, I can't see it. But anyway,
it's referenced correctly on the SOCOM 4 number spreadsheet.
Oh, okay, good.
And it isn't M, it's a memo document as opposed to a form itself.
Okay. So the key thing is it says F, but this is really an M.
No, this is an M.
This is an M.
Yeah, this is instruction to how to fill
out.
Yeah,
okay.
How to do something. The problem is, at one part of the bottom of the form, it shows a 07AA. Right below that is 07AB, and AB is the correct number.
Okay. Okay, well, the good news is we're not referring to it too much, this particular slide 64. The takeaway is periodically refresh your mind how to use your radios and to do VFTOM. I think I'm in good shape with my F6A, but if I had to change the radio on my desk at home, it would, because all the channels are currently programmed into it, I would be up there.